Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's start off with the moves in gold, which have been a bit more muted recently. Gold more moving sideways, almost consolidating around this 1400 level, drops just slightly below 1400, then seems to rally up slightly above there. This could be potentially the start of a bull flag forming, but I want to ask you, what do you think about this formation of gold, how it seems to be holding in this higher trading range?
I think gold, as I mentioned before, is forming a left translated intermediate cycle, and it's early on in that cycle. And the longer we're up here, the more likely that's what we're doing. What we would need is to break that would be a really quick move back down and then a move higher. But I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to see a gradual sideways move down. I think we're going to see for sure 1350 to 1360, and possible we get lower. But I think gold is in good shape here, and I don't think we go any lower than the 50-month moving average, which, as we talked off mic, is about 1252. I don't think we'll see that. But I think we'll move back down with gold, and that'll disappoint people. But as I've said before, we were correct about the U-shaped recovery for gold. And I'll go on record as saying, I think as we move higher here, it's going to the big move isn't going to be this one, but later this year into 2020. And I think the move will be gradually up over time. Because I think we're embarking on a gold move here. That's a bull, but that it's going to be measured, and it's going to take days, weeks, months, and years for this thing to play out. And I think it's going to be like the U-shaped recovery. It's going to be slow, but that's the kind of bull market you want as an investor.
Exactly. And you know what? And because we have this breakout and because gold is holding now above this level, I think it is very encouraging. But also with the end of the year, heading into next year when we have the election, and also when I think we all assume that central banks around the world will be even easier, including the Fed, that does all set up nicely for gold. But we are still missing kind of that inflation component. I just had a recent conversation where somebody said, you know what, the central banks, they want inflation. And in all fairness, they have been telling us that they want inflation, but they haven't been able to get it on track or to their target levels. Do you see inflation at some time finally starting to pick up, or is this more going to be a gold bull market of lower interest rates and just general concerns about economic health?
I think it'll be a gold bull of lower interest rates for a while. But ultimately, I think it's going to end up with inflation, but that's down the road in my view. And that's just going to give this thing even more impetus when it happens. So I feel this move will be measured, and it'll be because of low interest rates and more monetary stimulus. But if you look at a chart of gold to monetary base, gold's broken from its low on those charts. And that's a good sign, because over time, we're going to move a lot higher with gold as they print even more money if they suspect any more slowness in these economies. They're going to have to do that.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the road that we are all seeing them move down. Let's also look at the GDX chart, and let's start off with the short term, the daily chart, because when this run really started happening at the very end of May, we saw some gaps put in. We have one gap the whole way down at about just below 21. We have another gap that's just below 22, and then also a recent gap that's right in the 24 region. What do you see about the potential of these or any of these gaps being filled here, Doc?
That's really problematic for the JDX, Corey, and I think almost for sure we're going to fill the gap of 24. And the question is whether we go all the way back down toward 21, which is still possible when you look at the long-term charts of JDX. That's very possible. And frankly, I wouldn't have a problem if it goes down toward 20 to 21, because I suspect that would be its low. And that actually would be a good low to then start the next move, because the previous low was back in September of 2018 at about 17.19. But we're not going to go back to that. But we could get back down to 20 to 21. And I would actually like to see that happen, because I think that's going to be a base for the next move higher. So I wouldn't, be really negative about it moving down there. But it's also forming its own left translated cycle, GDX. So it plays out the way I think it will. We're going to have a really quiet summer and fall, and we may get things going later in the year, like I predicted. Even last year would probably be the time frame before we see a significant move, but that would be the next leg up for GDX and for gold, and that would go along with the whole view that this is going to be measured type of move up over time, but it's going to be really positive for these stocks. And I think a lot of these stocks are not going to go back down to their lows that we saw in the last year. Some of them will look like double bottoms with a higher low, which also will be encouraging, I think, for investors.
Okay. Well, one thing also to consider is just how sold off some of these stocks got too. So not going back to those levels is refreshing, but also consider that some of these juniors are kind of unfortunately hanging down at these low levels too. They haven't taken this huge pop. Doc, we also had a question because it's something you and I did not address in our last call, and it deals with more the monthly charts, whether we look at gold, whether we look at GDX. We're seeing on a monthly basis the prices of, or on these charts, hit these upper Bollinger bands pretty much across the board, but even more importantly on these monthly charts. How important is this in your eyes?
Well, it's important from the standpoint of the monthly, from as far as I'm concerned, the monthly close that we saw for gold, which in June turned that Bollinger band up just a tad. But we closed higher than we've closed in, 6 years. And so that's a great sign. Now, we may back, you often will see that in monthly charts, where you'll see a signal to investors that you better be ready. And we'll probably sell off in June and close lower than that July close. And then we could trade a little bit sideways for a while as the fall progresses. So that doesn't discourage me at all, because these are these little signals that tell us we're in an incipient bull market again here. And so it really is encouraging, frankly, that we had a close above previous closes up at this level for the first time in almost 6 years, Corey. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. And it just goes to show just how long this market has been or was kind of stuck. But now it's finally starting to perk up, especially in terms of gold. But even GDX making a nice move to levels we haven't seen since 2016. Doc, does this mean that you are buying right now? You're waiting for a bit more of a pullback? Or are you selling because this run has at least taken some stocks, some of the larger stocks, up to nice levels?
Well, what I've done with some of my stocks that have really recouped nicely, I've sold some calls on them because I anticipate, I sold in the money calls because I anticipate on them coming back here again, which I think they will. Some of them I have not touched. But it's interesting you asked me about this, because I'm going to wait here for a few weeks on some of these stocks, because I'm going to add to my positions again, because as I've encouraged people for years, buy on pullbacks. Don't chase these things. And I think it's going to give another opportunity to purchase here as we move into the fall months. And so I will be purchased. I look at individual charts, and on those, on some of them, and when they pull back, I just keep adding. And there's a number of them that my positions that have taken off. And when I look at my portfolio and the gains, which have been nice, I don't think as we pull back here, I'm going to go back to the dollar amount that I was previously. And that's based on GDX not going back down to where it was before. So it'll at that point in time, as GDX comes off and gold comes off, I'll add to my positions. And it depends on each stock and its technicals, frankly, when I add.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. But again, just letting the chart speak to you. And overall, I think we can safely say that you are bullish. I think a lot more people are bullish on the metals. But remember, it was such a long base that these markets, the healthiest ones too, can take some time to really get going. And it does take a stair-stepping pattern. Right now, we're just kind of digesting those recent moves and that recent important breakout.